This is Terry Mandel, continuing my dictation on Randall Seniff, S-E-N-I-F-F. I was cut off, so hopefully we can continue the transcription where I left off. We're talking about records from emergency medicine, progress notes, September 17th, 2021. Their assessments were, number one, motor vehicle collision, CT of the chest, CT of the head, and CT of the cervical spine negative. Number two, abdominal wall abrasion, CT negative for acute findings. Three, skin tear of the elbow without complications. X-ray of the elbow were negative for acute findings. And number four, forearm contusion, X-rays negative for acute findings. New paragraph. On physical examination by me, Dr. Mandel, the patient had an abnormal gait period. ENT examination was negative, period. Pupils equal and reactive to light and accommodation, period. Extraocular muscles intact, period. Thyroid examination was unremarkable, period. Auscultation of the heart regular rate and rhythm, period. Auscultation of the lungs clear, period. Abdominal examination was soft with normal bowel sounds, period. Left elbow examination was normal, period. Right elbow examination revealed diminished range of motion with diminished flexion, lacking 18 degrees of function, period. There was diminished strength of the right elbow, period. There was tenderness on palpation of the right olecranon area, period. There was full range of motion of the cervical and thoracic areas, period. There was paravertebral muscle spasm in the lumbar area, period. There was loss of the normal lumbar lordotic curve, period. There was diminished strength in the lumbar area, period. There was diminished range of motion in the lumbar spine, period. Lumbar flexion was diminished by 22 degrees, period. Extension diminished by 12 degrees, period. Straight leg raising was abnormal at 52 degrees left and 74 degrees right. I forgot to mention on range of motion in the lumbar area, side bending on the left was diminished by 24 degrees and on the right by 18 degrees, period. There was diminished strength in the left great toe, period. There was a diminished left Achilles reflex at 1/4. Remainder of the reflexes were 2/4. There was diminished sensation involving the left lateral calf, period. Circulatory examination revealed pulses normal and symmetrical at 2/4. New paragraph. My diagnostic impressions by Dr. Mandel are, number one, low back trauma with L1-2, L2-3, L3-4, L4-5, and L5-S1 disc bulge. Number two, right elbow trauma with forearm contusion and skin tear. Number three, concussion with concussion syndrome. Number four, left leg radiculopathy improved. Number five, right hip strain resolved, period. Diagnoses 1 to 5 are directly caused by the automobile accident in question of September 17th, 2021, period. New paragraph. All of the treatment that I have outlined above and that he sustained as it relates to this automobile accident were all appropriate, necessary, and medically reasonable, period. New paragraph. At this time, I am rendering impairment ratings, period. In utilizing the book Guides to the Evaluation of Permanent Impairment, 6th edition by the AMA, in reference to the lumbar region, the patient qualifies for a 6% whole body impairment utilizing table 17-4, page 570, period. In reference to the right elbow, utilizing table 15-4, page 398, the patient qualifies for a 5% upper extremity impairment, which equates to a 3% whole body impairment, utilizing table 15-11, page 420, period. When we combine these total whole body impairments, the patient has a 9% whole body impairment as a result of the automobile accident in question of September 17th, 2021, period. As a patient ages, he will be more susceptible to arthritis in his lumbar region and right elbow regions, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following period. He will need over-the-counter analgesics and anti-inflammatories at an annual at a monthly cost of $90 a month for the remainder of his life period. The patient can benefit by more injections in his low back at an estimated cost of $3,500 period. I would recommend a low back brace at an estimated cost of $200 that would need to be replaced every 2 years period. The patient can benefit by a TENS unit at an estimated cost of $500 period. The patient may need future surgery in the low back area period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have seen the patient one time for the purposes of doing an independent medical evaluation, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. New paragraph. I am dual board certified both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years experience in these types of cases, period. Informed consent was obtained for elective examination during the COVID-19 pandemic, period. The patient understood the potential risks of acquiring COVID-19 and agreed to this exam rather than deferring to a later date, period. The patient gave me informed consent to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DON of Dictation.